So we finally, Dad finally moved from there, and we went back to Arapahoe, and I graduated from high school in Arapahoe, and most of the kids there had gone to school together from first grade right through the 12th grade, so everybody knew everybody. My mom and dad ran a little cafe and gas station. We served hamburgers, hot dogs, and chili. And we had three booths and three stools and a counter and sold gas. And kids from school would come down and have lunch there. They could have a hamburger and a candy bar and a bottle of pop for a quarter. So, or they could have a hot dog with chili at the same price. And so that was better than their moms trying to find something cold to send to school with them for lunches. So we did that until I was a sophomore. And Dad was too tenderhearted. The boys would come along and say, "Charlie, I got a hot date, but I don't have any money for gas. Could I get a little gas till maybe next week?" And Dad would say yes, and he'd write it down and charge to them. And he finally went completely broke because they've always forgot to come back and pay. But Dad always liked the young people. And when we moved back out to the country and had cattle and things, we also had an area that we planted cotton. And he told the boys in town, he said, "Boys," he said, "I just got through planting my cotton," and he said, "I planted some good watermelon seed out there." And so he said, "When the watermelons get ripe," he said, "you guys come around and we'll have watermelon." And they never stole from us, but other guys would come to town and see these boys, and they say, "I put some more watermelons in the ground, and don't you guys come steal my watermelons this year." And they go to them every time and take some of their watermelons. But they never bothered ours. They'd come down, and Dad put boards across some sawhorses, and we'd cut open watermelons, and they'd eat watermelons with Dad and Mom. And when we were pulling cotton in the fall, hot, hot work, hard, hard work. And Dad would say, "Well, I think it's about time for watermelon." He'd go get one of the watermelons and take his pocket knife and cut it open and give us all slices of watermelon. And it was so good, even though it was hot, it was still good, watermelon was. And it was good and wet, and we were hot and dry and tired. And we'd rest up, eating our watermelon, and then we'd go pull some more cotton. And that was a hard, hard job. We hired out one year when we lived in around the Butler area. We hired out to somebody else after we got our crops in. We were pulling cotton and at another place, and my brother and I got to keep the money we earned for pulling cotton. And Mom and Dad took the money they had to provide us with a little bit of Christmas that year. And we went to Elk City to shop, and we bought Dad a can of Prince Albert's tobacco for his pipe. That was his only pleasure, was having a pipe at night. And we wanted to buy Mom a new tablecloth. And so we got the tobacco for Dad one Saturday. The next Saturday, we're going to get Mom's Christmas present. And came a big snow, and our battery in the car went, and we couldn't go. And so we had to have Christmas that year without Mom having a gift. And I cried all night because Mom didn't have a gift. And I told her I didn't want anything for Christmas because she didn't have anything. But she had made me a blouse out of some satin she found that was reasonable. She made me a blouse, and she was an artist at embroidery. Very, very, very talented that way, and she just picked it up herself. And she embroidered strawberries and some strawberry vines on each of my sleeves, that and it was a beautiful, beautiful blouse. But I couldn't enjoy it too much because she hadn't had anything for Christmas. She said, oh, that's all right. Mom don't care. You know, Mom's grown up. She don't mind. But it hurt me that she didn't have anything. But we had a tough life, and we didn't have any money until after World War II came along. Then there started being jobs and money. Up until then, nobody had any money. It was very, very austere. Some people were still starving and so on and so forth, but because Mom canned, we usually had something to eat. And Dad butchered for us. He'd butcher a calf or he'd butcher a hog, so we had some meat sometimes. And we had chicken a lot. My brother got so he couldn't stand chicken. He says, that's all we ever had every Sunday was chicken, chicken, chicken. But he didn't like it anymore. He wouldn't eat it after he got grown and married and making his own money. He says, I'll eat anything but chicken. So